that they might have a chance to date and then, of course, perhaps marry the most eligible bachelor in England.
Hey.
Yeah. Now, what the network did not tell them is they'd already hired a British actor who looks like the Prince Henry of Wales. They gave him a royal makeover, and then they're going to turn these 12 women loose on him, and we'll see what happens.
I'm sure they'll just love him for his personality.
That's it. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. New object spotted in the ocean, this time by plane, not satellite. As the search for the missing Malaysian jet shifts to a new area, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, a search plane from New Zealand's military detecting a number of objects which will be investigated tomorrow. This after teams were redeployed to a new section of the Indian Ocean, almost 700 miles northeast of the previous search zone. The change coming after a new analysis of radar data.
The new search area, although more focused than before, remains considerable.
Malaysia's transport minister saying that while the new zone is smaller, it's still the size of Poland, so the search could take some time.
Simon, sometimes they use shovels, other times their bare hands, digging to find victims of Washington's mudslide. Shane Barco uses a search dog.
It really doesn't hit you till the day's over. You know, we're out there digging through people's lives, looking, you know, doing the best we can.
26 bodies have been recovered or located. 90 more people remain unaccounted for, and the number declared dead could rise significantly today. President Obama's on his way to Saudi Arabia for talks with the king, ending a trip to Europe that focused a lot on Russia taking Crimea from Ukraine. The president tells CBS Russia needs to pull its troops away from the border.
It may simply be an effort to intimidate Ukraine, or it may be that they've got additional plans.
Now, Congress could finalize aid to Ukraine today. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor live in Washington.
The aid would be $1 billion in loan guarantees, plus a smaller amount of cash for Ukraine, a country that was struggling financially even before Russian troops grabbed a chunk of its territory. The aid bill that passed the Senate yesterday would also authorize President Obama to impose more financial penalties on Russia. The House had already passed a similar bill. Today, the House is expected to pass the Senate's version, which would send a completed measure to the president for signature. Dave.
Steve, we paid higher heating bills during a miserably wintry February, so consumer spending rose 0.3% in February. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Want a hands-on experience with some of the equipment that they have at Sioux Falls Prater? Well, tomorrow is the day. It's Tractor College Drive Green. Chance for you to see some of that equipment, answer any questions that you might have about that, and also kind of enjoy yourself. Have a good time out there, because the folks at Sioux Falls Prater are really kind of reaching out to the community and letting folks know what kind of job opportunities you might have at Sioux Falls Prater or just in the industry, as a matter of fact. We'll talk to Tim Prater about that a little more a little bit later on this morning. They've got a course that you'll be able to run a gator on. It's a neat thing, and it's going on tomorrow at Sioux Falls Prater in Bryan, so make your plans to be there. Now, if you maybe know what you're looking for and it happens to be a Z-Track mower, well, now's a great time for you to stop in and see them at Sioux Falls Prater, because the Z-Track special they have is the Z915B, priced at just $69.49. And they'll be more than happy to demo this for you so you can see exactly what it can do for you if you have a large piece of property that you're taking care of, or if it's for commercial needs as well. And also look at their line of tractors. There's a lot of stuff to see, and tomorrow's a great day to stop out and see them at Sioux Falls Prater, your home for John Deere on Highway 21 West in Bryan, right there near Classic Collision.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Whether you are actually in the market to buy a home, just curious about a home listed for sale as you're driving around the neighborhoods, or considering listing your home for sale, you've probably stopped by and pulled a flyer thing out of one of those boxes on the house that's listed for sale. That is, if the box isn't empty or the flyers aren't so wilted that you can't read them. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Well, let me tell you, this will never happen if you go with Zweiker & Associates. Why? Because not only are they going to create a gorgeous flyer for every home and have it professionally printed on quality cardstock, they're going to highlight each home with all the photos with the architectural photographer, which makes a huge difference. And they'll only do that after the house is staged perfectly. And after doing all those things, their property superintendent, who's also a licensed realtor, is going to do a property check at least once a week. Oh, yeah, there's the concept for you. He's actually going to count the flyers. Why? Not only so the marketing team at Zweiker & Associates can order more for their clients, also so they can track the traffic that's been rolling by your house week to week. When you want it done right, you call Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams, like I did, times two. They've helped me buy and sell two houses. Go see for yourself, zarealestate.com.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hop is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit messinahop.com today. Call 778-WINE.
WTAW News Time is 8:06 at 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has given its blessing to a $500 million master plan community that will replace Texas World Speedway.
The council unanimously voted to endorse a municipal utility district or MUD application sought by Speedway owner Bill Mather. 1,400 homes will be built over the next 10 to 15 years. While the MUD means higher property taxes, Mather says there is a demand.
My experience of somebody paying a $250,000 to $350,000 house, they're going to pay it because mom wants to be there. The power of the purse is what rules.
The council heard from three opponents, two from out of town who have sponsored events at the Speedway, and a local businessman who just opened a motorized scooter store a week ago. Mather's lawyer says the application process to the state will take 8 months. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation is making a second attempt of transferring maintenance of urban state highways to cities. That would apply to 44 miles in Bryan and 31 miles in College Station. At Thursday's meeting of the Texas Transportation Commission, TxDOT Deputy Executive Director John Barton presented what he called a voluntary turnback program.
We can commit to the communities that are willing to partner with us that as we save these dollars through this transfer of responsibilities from the state to the city on those roadways, that we'll be able to put that money back to use in those communities for eligible activities so that they still see the benefit of those savings.
Barton says TxDOT will set aside $100 million for the first cities that assume control of highways that state officials believe are already perceived as local streets. The men who represent Brazos County in the state legislature were quizzed by the chief executive of the Texas Tribune Thursday. Evan Smith provided a wide variety of topics before a standing room only audience at A&M. Addressing higher education funding, Senator Charles Schwertner says he would look into the state reimposing tuition rates.
There are definitely pros and cons
but
of doing so.
Doesn't re-regulating tuition, though, take essentially the bullets out of higher ed's chamber here by saying you're going to limit yourself to this much that you can charge? How are they going to then have the revenue to do all the things they want?
There would, well, the revenue would come from the state as appropriated by the legislature, as it has before deregulation.
So you think that the state might be willing to meet to kind of
there would be some of that. There would also be some potential belt tightening.
You can listen to the 60-minute conversation online at WTAW.com. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Scotty's House is filling the calendar with events throughout the community. Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci says their inaugural grilling event, Stakeout, has sold out.
but there's a chance to stuff your face at Sue Haswell Park on Saturday, April 26th.
Yes, this will be the second year for the Dog Tired of Child Abuse Hot Dog Eating Contest. And that's another event that we partner with Voices for Children, the local CASA. It's how many hot dogs can you eat in 10 minutes?
She says one of their displays, they'll place pinwheels in the lawn of Prosperity Bank on Texas Avenue for the entire month of April.
The pinwheels represent the more than 800 child victims of abuse and neglect in the Brazos Valley in 2013.
The full list of events can be seen at scottyshouse.org under the news link. Scottyshouse.org, right there under the news link. You got to click to find it. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Siegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 50 years, still locally owned and operated, just with a new name. Siegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning with a one-hour guarantee. We're always on time or you don't pay a dime. Comfort Club members receive a complete spring and fall tune-up every year for only $159. But for a limited time, text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership. Siegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the Brazos Valley for over 50 years.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Good morning, it's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer 8-to-8 service. That means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home after work, unit's not working. Give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
It appears we may have to contend with some nasty thunderstorms later today. Lots of low cloudiness this morning. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy later today. Showers and thunderstorms will develop this afternoon. 80. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off 50 to 55. Partly sunny, cooler tomorrow, 75. Clear, pleasant tomorrow night with low near 50. It'll be sunny and very nice Sunday. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I know we have all been here. There's an idiot driver out there. They've done something really stupid, and you just wish instant karma would happen. Got it. And, in fact, it is captured on the Internet. Happened down in Tampa, Florida. The woman who uploaded the video explains on YouTube that she was being tailgated this past Monday by a pickup truck driver for about 3 minutes. After about a minute, she pulled out her phone and started recording. Now, she couldn't move over to the side because there were trucks in the right lane, and since it was rainy, she really didn't want to accelerate on the slick road. Plus, she was making a left turn up the road a little bit. So she says that she never mouthed off to him, never brake-checked him, never did any of that stuff, and eventually he pulled past her, gave her the famous salute, and then proceeded to skid off the road out of control on the wet road and crashed. Then the woman got it all on video, so you can see that. And apparently he tried to flee the scene, but thanks to the video, police were able to track him down, charge him with leaving the scene of a crash. So there you go.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah. See? What did you search for?
Not
now. We have a radio show to do.
Uh-huh.
You come back in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Scott.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay, Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. What, we have to interview you?
Well, I appreciate the enthusiasm, Scott. I get this kind of reception at City Hall.
Uh-huh. So, oh, my gosh, here comes Sokol. There must be a problem, right?
Yeah, doors slam, phone calls are faked. It happens.
Yeah, I'd be glad to talk to you, but I've got a meeting. Yes, that's it. I've got a meeting. Well, all right, then that means that you don't get any help with Jethro Trivia. It's just all on you today.
So, all right.
There we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our mildly humorous, recent current event, pop quiz culture thing. New York College plans to offer a new course on what? Is it A, international relations in the new Crimea, B, Miley Cyrus, C, Taft to Christie, a century of fat politicians, or D, the ethno-bio-social-anthro-psycho-pharmaco-linguistics of fudge? Once again, New York College plans to offer a new course on what? International relations with the new Crimea. B, Miley Cyrus. C, Taft to Christie, a century of fat politicians. Or D, the ethno-bio-social-anthro-psycho-pharmaco-linguistics of fudge. Patrick, you're first.
I'm going to go with fudge.
All that other
I don't
stuff.
Think they'd make fudge. Up that for
okay, fudge holding all that. Yeah. Zach?
Taft to Christie.
Okay. All right.
I'm going Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Ah, okay.
Skidmore College. Aren't you glad there are no prizes? Skidmore, that's what it's called. Skidmore College in upstate New York offering a summer course on Miley Cyrus as a sociological course. The professor offering the course at the private liberal arts school says she'll focus on the 21-year-old performer and all her incarnations as a way to study such topics as gender, race, class, fame, and power. You know, I got a story on her, as a matter of fact. See if I can find it real quickly.
On Miley?
Yeah, it makes you like her even less.
That's not possible.
Did you see Billy Ray's second rendition of
Achy Breaky Heart?
Yeah, Achy Breaky Heart.
I didn't know we were going to recycle
I
that.
I saw that.
What'd he do?
It's like half rap, half, I don't know. He's like up in a plane somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be 3 minutes I'd never get back. It's okay. So, speaking of Miley, allegedly ruined a young cancer patient's Make-A-Wish Foundation visit.
Oh, my God.
In Touch Weekly, the website says the 7-year-old girl, also named Miley, disappointed by meeting Miss Cyrus. The family went to Los Angeles to meet the pop star, but claimed she, quote, put her off for nearly a week before they met, unquote. And once they finally happened to meet in the recording studio, Miley was reportedly more interested in what she was doing in the studio than the attention, paying attention to the little girl.
Wow.
Way to go, girl. So now she's going to try to back up with Justin Bieber. All right, so, Jay Sokol here this morning to tell us about...
Well, one thing, we've got a freshly minted post to our blog from last night about the revised solicitation ordinance.
You know, I like the idea of them having to wear a badge. Mm-hmm. Is it like a little cardboard badge?
I think the PD is going to be working on what that looks like. Yeah. The city council was somewhat concerned about having the city logo on this thing to the point where it looks like they are actually part of the city or something like that. So they're working on a design that's acceptable, but still indicates, yes, they are permitted by the city.
The only thing that popped out to me, and I'm not going to ask you necessarily answer from staff, but if you've heard, why would they allow it to continue 30 minutes after sunset?
I have not been part of the conversations, but what I've heard is that it is easier to determine 30 minutes after sunset than it is, well, it's about 30 minutes before sunset.
Okay.
So that's, you know, in theory, easier, and we're not in total darkness by then.
Okay.
That's what I have heard about.
Okay,
that.
Well, that's the other things, I don't know, do you have the rundown of what the stuff is in the ordinance in case people don't know?
Well, I don't have it in front of me. I don't have it in front of me, but Barbara Moore, who's our neighborhood services coordinator, did a nice blog post. It's a link to our website, cstx.gov, but she talks about things that help put a little more teeth in it in terms of aggressive solicitation. Mm-hmm. You know, there was considerable trouble in different neighborhoods about a year ago.
Right.
And so there had been some language in years prior addressing aggressive solicitation, but apparently the language was not very good. It had been removed from the ordinance back in about 2005.
You know, I find it fascinating just kind of as an observation of this entire solicitation, because I've had that happen to me at my home and not out in the street or in a public place, but that we have a network between law enforcement agencies, and what happens so often is this is just anecdotal information. It would be so nice if there were some network that were put together that at least tracked these people, because I'm sure they make decisions. They have neighborhoods that they're going to go to, or they have cities that they're going to go to. And if you ended up being able to calculate some kind of tendencies with these people, you might be able to be aware of that.
And there may be a better chance of that now, because the responsibility previously has been with our fiscal services department. That's the one that handled the permitting and some level of background checks. Well, that is now shifting over to the police department, and obviously they have more resources when it comes to background checks and networking in the way that you described. So I suspect they'll get closer to what you're talking about.
Yeah, because again, you know, they may be in certain areas of Bryan and never come into College Station or vice versa, yet they kind of swarm in. You know, they bring them in vans quite often and drop them off and say, I'm going to pick you up in 4 hours, and these people wander through, you know, the neighborhoods. And it's very frustrating, and probably best that at some point we get somebody in here to talk about the way that you should properly handle a solicitation at
right.
your door.
That's
know,
right.
So you can do that. Okay, so that's on the blog. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Go check that out. That's a pretty good highlight of what happened last night. But also a reminder that we have our 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day. That's going to be Saturday.
It's Earth Day.
Haven't misspelled here.
Yeah, okay.
Saturday, April 5th from 11 to 4 at Wolf Bend Creek Park. You can find out more about that at BrazosValleyEarthDay.com.
All right, there he goes. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station on Fridays. And our visit is brought to you by the folks at Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Consumers open their wallets. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We earned and spent more money last month. That's good news for the economy, which has been affected by unfavorable winter weather across much of the country. The Commerce Department says Americans' personal incomes rose 0.3 percentage points in February. Consumer spending also rose 0.3%. The final March consumer sentiment reading from the University of Michigan and Reuters will be released shortly after Wall Street opens for business. BlackBerry will be a stock to listen for today. BlackBerry delivered a mixed quarterly report. The smartphone maker's adjusted results show a much smaller than expected loss, but sales missed forecasts. Toyota will issue a recall for more than 100,000 older model cars. The automaker will repair the airbag circuits on its 2003 and 2004 Avalon sedans after learning the airbags can inflate sometimes when they're not supposed to. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABC Home and Commercial Services.com. Well, tomorrow's a big day. It's the Drive Green Tractor College. It's going on at Sioux Falls Prater and Bryan. It'll be from 11 until 1, and Tim Prater's with us this morning. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott, this morning?
Great. You know, I know you're excited because this is coming up tomorrow. This is a great opportunity, the Tractor College. You know, you're going to give two scholarships to outstanding students. A lot of hands-on experience with the equipment. People are going to be able to see that if you're a young person who maybe wants to have a career with Sioux Falls Prater or in the ag industry, it's a great opportunity for you to do that. But one of the other things that's neat is it's not a sales event, but one of the things that's great is coming out. There's you've got a special coupon for anybody who shows up tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a $500 coupon to give everybody an opportunity that maybe decides to buy something throughout this whole year through October 31st to get $500 coupon they can use on any John Deere tractor or anything as long as they purchase it by October 31st.
Okay, and then you got a giveaway. People can sign up. There, you got a John Deere 3032E that you're going to be that's going to be given away, and they can sign up for that too, right?
Yeah. When they come by, they get to put their name in the box to win a 3032 that John Deere's going to give away for these events, and somebody's going to win a 3032 John Deere compact tractor, 32 horsepower, brand new compact tractor.
That'd be great. And outdoor TV star Brian Pigman Quokka is going to be there tomorrow from 11 to noon, signing autographs. I know he's got a couple of 825 eyes, and y'all have a gator course out there, huh?
Yeah, we do. They'll be able to, that's right, they come out and get their signature, get Brian Quokka's signature, get to talk to him some, and then ride through a gator course and see how these John Deere gators handle. Like, we got a course kind of out through the woods and got bumps and hills and a little fun course, and they feel like they're driving a gator through the woods. It's a pretty fun course.
Now, Tim, if you just had food, it'd be perfect.
Well, we do have a little bit of food. We're going to have sausage wraps and some drinks and stuff, so it'll be a fun, easy time.
All right, sounds good. It's coming up tomorrow at the Sioux Falls Prater Bryan location. That's 11 until 1 o'clock. It's the Drive Green Tractor College. Thanks for spending some time with us, Tim.
Thank you, Scott.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG appliance team, LG Turbo Wash, and door-in-door refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Aggie baseball starts a three-game series tonight in Athens, Georgia against the Bulldogs. Broadcast time 5:30, first pitch 6 o'clock on Friday night. 12 noon tomorrow, 11:30 broadcast time both Saturday and Sunday. Same game times at 12 noon. Aggies took all three games from Georgia last year, limiting Georgia to a .231 team batting average. A&M had a 1.29 ERA in the three games. Georgia this year is a 14-11-1 ball club. At home, they are 7 games above .500 at 14-7. They've gotten off to a 1-4-1 start in the SEC. They're led in hitting by Hunter Cole, who's hitting .330. Nelson Ward checks in at .310. They have a team ERA of 4.39. They have a couple of starters that have gone 6 games, 6 starts. Patrick Bowling has a 3.26 ERA, and Ryan Lawlor has a 5.02. So it's Texas A&M and Georgia starting tonight, 5:30 broadcast time, 6 o'clock first pitch. First of three in Athens. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Ancient bone cancer. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In ancient times, most people died young, often succumbing to infectious disease. They didn't live long enough to develop cancer. But researchers have now discovered a case of bone cancer in the skeleton of a man who lived during the time of the pharaohs. Durham University archaeologist Michaela Binder led the investigation.
This is the earliest example where we have cancer spreading from an organ to the skeleton, causing these little tumors in the bone.
Binder says the man was between 25 and 35 when he died 3,200 years ago in what is now northern Sudan. There's no way to know what caused his cancer, but she thinks genetics, parasitic disease, and even carcinogenic wood smoke from cooking could have played a role.
Finding cancer in archaeological remains helps us to understand the history of cancer, and this could be important for medical research.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Here's former smoker Christina Jones here to talk about Vape Geek, the first and best electronic cigarette store in the Brazos Valley. Tell us, Christina, how did you get started with these cigarettes in your business?
I had looked at e-cigarettes websites and found so much conflicting information that I ended up waiting a couple of years to start. After that, it was a constant flow of people asking about my electronic cigarette, and so my husband got the bright idea that we should check into this business. So we figured out how to contact the manufacturers and how to start importing, and our store was born in our home office in February 2011. We finally put a new building here this winter and now have a much larger store with lots of lounging area and several employees who are just as passionate about e-cigarettes as we are.
So what exactly do you sell in your e-cigarette store?
At Vape Geek, we sell everything you need to get started vaping. We sell starter kits, e-liquid, extra batteries, and more advanced mods as well. We will teach you how to use them and help you troubleshoot any problems you may have.
Don't miss Vape Geek's grand reopening party this Saturday, March 29th from 11 to 11. Go to vapegeek.com for directions. That's VAPEGEEK.com.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Come out to the Nissan Now sales event and check out the 2014 Maxima. We have new Maxima S models for just $24,991. You'll love the comfort and performance. So come test drive your new Maxima today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 in College Station.
Offer includes $3,000 customer cash plus $500 in MAC. Must finance with NMAC. Two at this price, model code 16114.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The first step has been cleared for Texas World Speedway to be converted over the next 10 to 15 years into a $513 million development of homes, parks, and businesses.
The College Station City Council unanimously supported establishing a MUD, or Municipal Utility District. Craig Robinson, the attorney representing the Speedway owner, promoted the city's development regulations will be followed while the city is not making any financial contribution.
We're going to begin on our side spending a tremendous amount of money in this effort, and the conditional consent gives us the certainty that we're going to have this vehicle in place, subject to working out those agreements where we have the comfort to begin spending the money that we're going to spend to process the TCEQ application and complete the agreements with the city.
Council questions from last night include how to handle increased traffic in and out of Pebble Creek and Tower Point, and whether the city will be involved in fire protection or if that will be left to the South Brazos Volunteer Fire Department. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan and College Station City Councils will be asked again to take over maintenance of some state highways. The Texas Transportation Commission heard details of a voluntary turnback program from TxDOT Deputy Executive Director John Barton.
We think there's about $100 million limit that we would like to encourage as the initial phase of this program, so we can kind of get a feel for how it works and how it's going to benefit the state as a whole. And that, again, the commitment is that when we're not spending those maintenance dollars on those assets in the future, we'll reinvest those savings back into safety, mobility, maintenance activities within that same community.
Barton says no penalties will be imposed on cities who choose not to participate. College Station has 31 miles and Bryan 44 miles of highways that state officials believe people perceive as local streets. City officials will be getting calls from the Texas Municipal League and the State Association of Metropolitan Organizations, which worked with TxDOT on the turnback program. A standing-room-only audience at A&M watched the chief executive of the Texas Tribune question three men who represent Brazos County in the state legislature. In addition to issues with the next regular sessions starting January, Evan Smith asked the three conservative lawmakers about attracting Hispanics to the Republican Party. Senator Charles Schwertner says promote core values.
Well, I would say the party in opposition is much more about the state and entitlement.
and dependency and debt, and in the long run, despair.
And you see, you think the Democrats are about despair?
I think it leads to that.
Well, you just gave the Eagle its headline from this event.
Immigration, health care, state tax policy, and the death penalty were among other topics during the 60-minute conversation, which you can hear online at WTAW.com. Speaking of the death penalty, Texas prison officials say they'll appeal a judge's decision to disclose the supplier of lethal injection drugs to attorneys for two inmates set to be executed next month. The judge's decision stopped short of revealing the identity of the manufacturer. The prison agency lost its previous supplier last year after the compound pharmacy's name was made public and it received threats. The court ruling had no impact on Thursday night's execution of a Dallas area man convicted in the robbery and slaying of a woman who was attacked while delivering food to his parents' home 11 years ago. A federal appeals court has upheld new abortion restrictions that closed most abortion clinics in Texas, including one in Bryan. The opinion from the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans stated the law, quote, on its face does not impose an undue burden on the life and health of a woman. Students and staff at Caldwell Elementary School are being moved on a temporary basis. The Eagle reports holding classes in local churches was a precautionary measure as mold and mildew is removed from the school. A letter from Superintendent Janet Cummings, which you can read online at WTAW.com, reports non-toxic mold was discovered in two classrooms following air quality tests earlier this month. That followed reports of before spring break of an odor inside the building. Cummings also said an independent contractor inspected and cleaned the school's air ducts, and unnecessary carpet and other materials were removed. For those driving in Bryan on Texas north of Villa Maria, you may notice a sea of pinwheels in the front yard of Prosperity Bank. The 800 Windspun Toys will represent child victims of abuse and neglect in the Brazos Valley last year. Scotty's House Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci says many of those cases start with frightened children, but the process can be rewarding.
Those same kids, 3-4 months later, I see them on the counseling side of our agency, and they're happy and they're laughing and they're skipping down the hallway. So there really is an amazingly positive side to this. We get to see that transformation in them.
Scarpacci says during Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, they're hosting a number of events, including a 5K run, hot dog eating contest, and library book displays. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs, like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, it's going to be a nice weekend weather-wise, and that's a good deal because the Bluebonnet Wine Trail going on this weekend and the first two weekends in April. Chance for you to tour wineries across this part of the state. At every winery, the participants are going to give you two wine tastings and an appetizer portion food pairing. And you can get the tickets at Peach Creek Vineyards. Find the link to it right there at Peach Creek Vineyards because they're participating in this Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail. You can also go to the Wine Trail website. But they're excited at Peach Creek Vineyards because they want you to come out and have a look at this nice little place that has kind of been kept a secret in the southern part of the county down in Peach Creek. They've got three new wines that they added a few weeks ago to go along with the 12 that they already have. And Saturday they're going to have some good times. They're normally open between noon and 6 and Sundays from 1 to 5 and then other times on request. But stop out and see them. And by the way, they've got a new Frappo Vino machine for wine slushes. It's a slushy mix. It's neutral, and then what you do is you take the flavor, it'll take up the flavor of the wine that you pour into it. It's great as we get into hot, hot weather, which we will be doing soon. So why not head out this weekend as the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail kicks off again this weekend and the first two weekends in April, and that's at Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com, and you can also look up Peach Creek Vineyards on Facebook as well.
Get zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn riding mower in stock at Kairos Truck Center. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks inviting you to our annual demo days, March 28th and 29th. With refreshments on hand and units to test drive, get great deals on all Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet zero-turn riding mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn rider from Kairos. Take advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all the zero-turn riding mowers, March 28th and 29th. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Feel the intense passion and lush tones that can only be experienced in the intimate setting of Rudder Theater as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents internationally acclaimed and multiple Grammy Award-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin. Join Maestro Busiki for an unforgettable evening as the symphony performs the hauntingly beautiful Concerto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo and Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony in E minor. Purchase tickets online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music. Does it come alive?
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS Chocolate Gallery.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudiness will persist across the area this morning. Later today, some showers and thunderstorms will develop, and the potential is there for some of them later today to be fairly strong. Humidity has come up quite a bit. Highs will be near 80 later today. Storms move out tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny for tomorrow, 75. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows around 50. It'll be sunny during the day Sunday, and highs on Sunday will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's almost 8:40. So that pinwheel deal that they're doing at Prosperity Bank, mm-hmm. That's Scotty's house and our good buddies at Voices for Children that they'll be doing. And it's really, if you haven't seen it.
I see that every year, and I sort of knew what it was about, but it was nice to talk to Melanie the other day.
Yeah.
We'll have a potential, depending on the news cycle, we should have an interview with her this afternoon with Bill Oliver.
Very good. Excellent.
I need to go check it out, too.
Look for that. Mm-hmm. A dad in Dublin, Ireland, figured out a way to pull his kiddo's loose tooth, both effective and fun. Malcolm Swan tying floss to his elementary school-age son Adam's tooth, then attaching the other end to a remote-control helicopter. His son can be seen flashing the thumbs up just before dad launches the chopper, and boom, up it goes. Happy child, one less tooth.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, okay.
What would happen if the tooth just wasn't ready to come out?
Well, I guess they made sure it was loose. Hey, what's up?
I just wanted you to know that I learned something from your show already this morning.
Oh, my God. All right, what was it?
I learned that it was possible to dislike Miley Cyrus even more than I already did.
Yes, sir, you are correct. Yes, yeah. I haven't changed my opinion about her from day one, but yeah, nonetheless.
Even when she was Hannah Montana?
I had no idea who that is.
A sweet little girl.
Never even saw that either, but, you know.
You're out of the loop, Scott.
Yeah, well, no. I'll admit that. Okay, let's see how this one works out. Scientists say that crows are as smart as a human child. Researchers at the University of Auckland in New Zealand proved crows have the reasoning ability of a 7-year-old.
Oh, wow. That's
my goodness.
I know crows. I believe crows are smart. I've seen them do some pretty crazy things. Oh, they'll drop walnuts in the middle of traffic, and they'll walk it out there, set it down, wait for the light cycle to turn. The cars will drive. Then they will wait for the walk signal again, pick up the nut,
oh, wow,
and eat it.
Well, for the study, New Caledonian crows were challenged based on one of Aesop's fables called The Crow and the Pitcher.
Ah, yes.
Really?
Good fable.
Thirsty bird, drops stones into the jug to raise the level of the water to get to the point where they can drink it. And six crows in the study figured out how to raise the water level to receive their floating rewards. The crows are also the only non-primate species who are known to make tools. They frequently use sticks and hooks to pull grubworms out of logs. So did the children just wait for the New Zealand government to come and give them the food, or how did that work? Yeah. I know it'd happen that way in America. Help, I can't get the food. Somebody call the government. I need some help here. So, mothers might not feel like they have any extra seconds in the day to exercise, but a new study finds that being a more active mom will help make your young children more active as well. A study from Cambridge, published in the Journal of Pediatrics, tracked 550 moms and their four-year-olds using the little step counter thingies, whatever those things are called.
Mm-hmm.
The
pedometer.
That's the one. The data showed that when mothers boosted their physical activity, children's moderate to vigorous activity increased about 10%. Study's not perfect, and it's not clear whether the active moms inspired their children to be more active or if already active children were making their moms run after them all the time. Hey, there you go. Tail wagging the dog, right?
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states.
It's quarter nine, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The headline here is what fascinated me. Whale breaks record for holding breath underwater. How do you make the whale do that? A whale has just broken the world record for holding its breath underwater, having completed two dives that last for over 2 hours and reached nearly 2 miles below the ocean surface. The new record holder is a Cuvier's beaked whale.
Okay, sure.
Well, yeah. Species is a deep water master, preferring to swim and hunt at depths at least 3,300 feet. Gregory Shore and his colleagues at Cascadia Research Center analyzed the data from satellite-linked tags that apparently they put on the whale off the Southern California coast. Southern elephant seals set the previous record for mammals with their dives that measured 1.5 miles deep and lasting 120 minutes. So you bring the whale up, and you're celebrating on the shore, and the whale's going, what? What did we do?
No, the whale's going,
yeah, really? Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is another California conservative refugee checking in.
Oh, wonderful.
Refugee.
Now, where were you in the state?
You ready for this one? 22 years in the San Francisco area.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, did you have a friend in town? Goodness. I guess you couldn't really just kind of sit around and have a political discourse with anybody, huh?
Just my wife.
Yeah, I understand. So how long have you been in Texas?
Since we moved here in the summer of 08.
Oh, very good. Well, stay here, keep your politics, and we're glad to have you along, okay? Thanks
a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for the infotainment.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
That's
kind of cool. Just anecdotally, that's a couple of people who called in today about that, and it's kind of fun. All right, bizarre neighborhood dispute. This is one of the more bizarre ones. A woman...
As you can tell, we don't have a soundproof studio.
Is an ambulance going by? All right. Anyhow, that and the fact that we have high definition.
Yes.
And just by the way, if you don't have a high definition radio, get one because we sound smarter in
HD
high def.
Radio receiver.
It's wonderful. So, bizarre neighborhood dispute. Woman allegedly punched out her 80-year-old neighbor, ran over her hen, and then gave it a cigarette.
Her hen?
Her hen.
And then gave what a cigarette?
Gave the hen a cigarette.
What?
I know you're thinking Florida. I know you are.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But I'm getting ahead of you're getting ahead of yourself. No, it was Staten Island, as a matter of fact.
Jeez.
The borough of Staten Island is kind of the redheaded stepchild of New York City. They don't talk about it a whole lot. But anyway, when New Yorkers hear that a story like that happens in New York, they immediately think Staten Island. 32-year-old Michelle Conti faces felony assault charges, plus one for torturing and injuring animals, for the accused attack, which culminated in her driving over a flock of hens owned by her neighbor. She then kicked the dead bird, posed a picture of it with a cigarette in its mouth.
Gosh.
Apparently, I know. It's sick and sad.
I'm going to run over your chicken, and then I'm going to put a cigarette in its mouth.
That's
take
right.
a picture.
So there. The hens had been driving her crazy over a year with their noise at sunup. I'm sorry, that's what chickens do. She said, plus there's chicken stuff all over my yard in the street. Last year, Conti's husband was charged with public lewdness for flashing a neighbor. God, this is West Virginia.
I get a feeling they never get invited to all the barbecues.
Yeah, you're right. I would say they might be the outcasts of the neighborhood. If they're not, they should be. Anyway, when questioned by the Staten Island Advance newspaper, they said it was just bad judgment on our part.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's time to put John Deere to the ultimate test, yours. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater's Bryan location on Saturday, March 29th between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for our Drive Green event and Tractor College. We'll have John Deere equipment for you to test drive so you can see for yourself what sets John Deere apart from the rest. Plus, our tractor and implement experts will be providing free hands-on learning and answering all your John Deere equipment questions. Visit us online at cptractor.com to see our full line of equipment and find a location near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
849 News Talk 1620 WTAW. From our website, more than 100 cats, this is Houston, more than 100 cats found in what officials described as a hoarding situation at a Houston home of 60-year-old twin sisters. Authorities arrived at the house Thursday morning after being called by neighbors. Harris County Precinct 1 Constable spokesman J.C. Mosier said, "Oh, there was cat poop 3 feet high." Authorities fear the situation has been going on for years. You think?
Well, do you ever watch Hoarders on A&E?
You know, I tell
you
what, we sat down and watched an episode and a half and just got really uncomfortable.
I always have to clean everything.
Oh, got rich. Yo, do they have one on OCDs as well? So anyway.
That is OCD, right?
Yeah, it is. It just... Yeah, it's really uncomfortable to watch that show. That's why we didn't really go.
Well,
and
you hate to see it, especially whenever animals are involved.
Yes,
because
of course,
the animals don't deserve that.
Yeah, well, and they have no control over it.
They
end up being in that situation or of that situation.
There was one lady that saved her cats and put them in the freezer.
Ah, okay. There we go. Moving on. Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. And then they would get them stuffed. Of course.
Of course they would. You've seen Psycho. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
A Colorado mom learned an important lesson of her own last week when she planned to teach her daughter how quickly a photograph could spread online through social media. It worked far too well. Did you hear about this?
I saw it.
Did you?
On Facebook, yeah.
In an attempt to explain to her daughter, Amia, why she couldn't have a Facebook or Instagram account, Kara Hudson decided to show her just how quickly a photograph could spread online. This involved taking a picture of her daughter, holding a sign that said, "Mom is trying to show me how many people can see a picture once it's on the internet," sharing it with all her friends and asking them to like and share for the sake of this parenting lesson. Hello? Worked way too well. In just 48 hours, the photo had accrued over 1 million likes on an image board 4chan. The image board 4chan got a hold of it, turned it into a meme, and what began as a lesson for her daughter transformed into the users of 4chan trying to teach Miss Hudson a lesson about public shaming by replacing that message in the picture with everything from, well, bad words to the message, "Maybe you shouldn't use your daughter as an experiment to prove your point." The site's users even got a hold of her phone number and her old address.
Jeez.
Which led to prank calls. Anyway, lesson learned, I suppose, but maybe mom just didn't understand the power of what could happen on that, and I guess she may have learned a lesson too. New York City grocery bags, they have fees for that, you know. Becoming a reality for residents in the Big Apple, if proposed legislation does, in fact, pass the New York City Council, it has been introduced to place a mandatory charge of 10 cents per shopping bag. Think Austin.
And Dallas now.
Really?
5 cents per bag, 10% stays with the city, the rest goes to enforcement and education.
Okay.
Well, at least it's to a good cause.
It is to a good cause, that's fine. The thinking behind the legislation is to curb the number of grocery bags which make their way into landfills, and the cost of a city, they say, is it's $10 million a year. According to the legislation, the fee would apply to markets and street vendors selling fruit and many retail stores, restaurants, and bags for medication and liquor would be, of course, liquor would be exempt for that. Well, but we've talked about, again, we understand the canvas bags, understand the reusable bags, the recyclable bags, but they got to be cleaned on the inside. You have to remember to do that. Understand where you're trying to go with all this, but again, you got to clean it every once in a while. Got to know that stuff gets in there and rubs off, and as it rubs off, bacteria grows on that. Do we need to go any further with that?
Nasty.
Yeah, you know, next thing you know, you got 3 feet of cat. No, you
don't. Hi, Levi Kidding. Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. The Nissan Now sales event is the best time to choose Nissan. If you want a crossover that performs like a sports car, check out the Nissan Juke. We have new 2013 Jukes for just $18,991. Test drive your new Juke today and see why we're home of the nice guys at Douglas Nissan, off Highway 6 in College Station.
Offer includes $750 Nissan customer cash, plus $500 Mac cash, plus $1,500 Nissan customer bonus cash. Must finance with Mac. Two at this price. Model code 20313.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 5 minutes till. So we already know that Pootie Poot, given an opportunity, will do a land grab, right? I think he's shown us that. So what's next? Apparently, it could be the North Pole. The National Journal. Now, just a minute and an aside on the National Journal. We had the story today that Mike Rogers was stepping down, would not run for re-election, all these news sources. The one news source that said he was remaining was the National Journal. I think this morning we know that they've already got a boo-boo on them, but nonetheless. The National Journal notes that five countries, that would be Russia, Canada, U.S. America, Norway, and Denmark, through Greenland, all stretch up into the Arctic area. But no single country has yet laid claim to the entire region, which includes the North Pole, and is the home of, you ready, 15% of the world's oil and one-third of its undiscovered natural gas resources. So there's a lot going on up there, or a lot that can be going on up there. So Is that where he's going? Is that where Pootie Poot will go? Let's see. Well, birth order is one way to gain an understanding of friends, family, members, coworkers. Some researchers believe how you are placed in your family can have an influence on personality traits. Other factors must be considered, but these genetics and the environment of which you're raised are part of that. There's no magical formula, but birth order researchers say there are some clues out there. The characteristics of firstborns are generally goal setters, high achievers, perfectionists, responsible, organized, rule keepers, determined, and detailed people. Yeah, but they also catch the wrath of the parent if they don't end up doing what the parent, you know, wanted.
So, and they're basically the guinea pigs, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's so there's, I mean, understand that, but there's a definite downside right there of them being able to sometimes live up to their expectations of the parents. So again, that's part of the environment. Characteristics of a middle child: flexible, diplomatic, a peacemaker, generous, social, and competitive. And the characteristics of the last born, they are risk takers, outgoing, idea people, creative, humor, and they question authority. See, I'm a last born. That's me. I'm everything. I'm all those things. I'm a risk taker. I'm outgoing. I'm idea people person. Yeah, right.
What about an only child?
You know, they don't have that. Well, are you an only child?
Yeah, I'm an only child.
See?
What'd they say about first
You're
boys?
Anything and everything. Okay? That's it.
Pick your poison.
Are you a firstborn?
I am.
Is that your firstborn? Are goal setters, high achievers, perfectionists, responsible, organized, rule keepers, determined, detail people, and morning radio show co-hosts? Yeah.
All right, I got one.
Hey, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one.
It's pretty close, but not perfect.
Well,
so
but again, it all has to do with the environment that you come out of. I mean, as we were just talking about, you know, you're a guinea pig for your parents. All right, with summer coming on, I'm just going to do the story. Peeing in a swimming pool is not just gross, it may be dangerous.
Oh, maybe?
Maybe. A study by the ACS journal Environmental Science and Technology found that when mixed with sweat, urine, and chlorine, any conform substances that can cause potential health problems. Chlorine is used, of course, in the pool to kill disease-causing microbes and prevent the swimmers from getting sick. Oh, thank God we've done that. But nonetheless, some mother on this, don't pee in the pool, Jerome! You know, you just hear that. Well, nobody knows what the heck a mud hen is, or a river rat, or a sky sock, for that matter. But one team, the Colorado Rockies minor team in Modesto, California, well, they're getting into some uncomfortable situations because they are called the Nuts. Fans voted for the name back in 2005, apparently as homage to the crop of that town. They have a lot of pistachio nuts, and they have this giant pistachio as their mascot. But now people are thinking that they shouldn't do that, that's, well, insensitive. Now, I think, I haven't been since they changed their name. I used to go watch the Los Angeles Dodgers.